page 32 and 33. Atmosphere by William D. McCracken. God's control extends over the atmosphere as truly as it does over human thought. Man, abiding in at-one-ment with God, cannot be victimized by undue heat or cold, dampness or dryness, by wind, hail or electricity. Destructive physical phenomena do not proceed from the all-loving Father. Christian science clearly indicates the mental origin of such phenomena and provides for their control by the divine mind. Since no satisfactory definition of matter has ever been given except in terms of mind, therefore dominion over physical conditions in order to be truly effective is to be exercised through the power of right thinking. In defining the kingdom of heaven in the glossary of Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, page 590, Mrs. Eddy uses the words, quote, "The reign of harmony in divine science, the realm of unerring, eternal, and omnipotent mind, the atmosphere of spirit, where soul is supreme." End quote. The true atmosphere is, therefore, always harmonious. And the belief that atmosphere is physical can be properly controlled by the spiritual realization of the kingdom of heaven. An almost illimitable prospect of good deeds opens before the Christian scientist who applies this understanding. The farmer, the seaman, the traveller, the merchant, the father, the mother, the child, as well as all those engaged in the various activities of the Christian Science movement, can be certain that the elements cannot hinder right purpose or separate man from the love of God. The science of this is made clear by Mrs. Eddy's teachings, which show fear to be groundless in that it is based on mystery, and science dissipates mystery. Christ Jesus described himself as the Son of God, and John declared, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God." A true follower of the Master will therefore learn to bring the atmosphere and the elements into obedience to God, even as the great exemplar has shown that this should be done. The hurricane, the killing frost, the electric flash are but manifestations of mortal mind, and so amenable to treatment by spiritual understanding. The mysticism of material phenomena has been scientifically and finally explained away by Christian science. Their sharp thrusts can be turned aside by the realization of the truth about them. For instance, Mrs. Eddy, listening to the revelation of spirit, has defined electricity more accurately than any physical scientist working from matter could possibly do. We read on page 293 of the Christian Science textbook, quote, "Electricity is not a vital fluid, but the least material form of elusive consciousness, the material mindlessness, which forms no link between matter and mind, and which destroys itself. Electricity is the sharp surplus of materiality which counterfeits the true essence of spirituality or truth. The great difference being that electricity is not intelligent, while spiritual truth is mind." End quote. Let us recognize that electricity has no inherent intelligence, no law of its own, and has no ability to think, therefore no power to act. That the intent of a supposititious mind, which desires to use electricity for evil purposes, is frustrated by the divine mind, which alone is intelligent. And then the flash of lightning will lose all direction and purpose, all power to harm. To keep our mental atmosphere clear of evil thinking ensures health, strength, endurance, spiritual peace and joy. Hate cannot poison the atmosphere, produce explosions, concussions, shocks, wounds, or induce evil conditions which love cannot heal. With so many valiant soldiers and sailors exposed to the mental miasma of war's revenge, the labor of love of the Christian Scientist is already marked out. Let this song from our hymnal go over land and sea to protect, cherish, and prepare a safe homecoming. In atmosphere of love divine, we live and move and breathe. Though mortal eyes may see it not, 'tis sense that would deceive. The principle of being, God, is with us everywhere. He holds us perfect in his love, and we his image bear. Hymn 144.